Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Dead Man's Switch, Billy Walker Book One, written by Tara Moss and read by Danielle Carter. About the author. A dual Canadian-Australian citizen, Tara Moss is the best-selling author of 12 books of fiction and non-fiction, published in 19 countries and 13 languages. She is a journalist, doctoral candidate at the University of Sydney, public speaker, and outspoken advocate for children's rights and women's rights. She has earned her private investigator credentials from the Australian Security Academy and is UNICEF Australia's National Ambassador for Child Survival. In 2015, she received an Edna Ryan Award for making a feminist difference, inciting others to challenge the status quo. Tara, with her husband and daughter, divides her time between New South Wales and Vancouver. Visit her at taramoss.com. Dedication for Uma and Upa. Prologue. The night was starless pitch, enveloping him as in the feathered wings of a giant black raven. Everything ached, his body, his head, the stifling darkness itself, and that darkness was spinning off kilter, moving unpredictably and leaving him nauseous. His eyes felt warm and wet, and he opened them, strained them wide, but still he could not see. Not a fighter by nature, his survival instincts had nonetheless been awakened, and the boy struck out, once, twice, hitting nothing but air. Sharp blows came back out of that unpredictable, impenetrable, inky blanket, returning his unsuccessful strikes with hard and unforgiving ones. Pain shot through him again in white-hot flashes, his cheekbone, his ribs, his gut. And then the blow stopped. He curled into a ball once more, protecting his head, and he breathed uneasily, his ears ringing. His face felt hot. Something warm and salty dripped into his mouth. Barely past his 17th birthday, he'd already travelled across the seas, seen injustice and violence, but he had never been so scared in his life as he was in that moment, there in the darkness, huddled and blind. Yes, he was scared. Scared as a fly in a web. If it was shameful to feel scared, he'd have to think on that another time, if there was anything after this, any time to come at all. For now, there was only room for one emotion. Fear. Didn't nobody tell you about curiosity and the cat?